Well, in California, the media is worrying that a gruesome chainsaw attack could become a flashpoint in the immigration debate. Can that explain why you may not have heard about this story? Well, Trace Gallagher has new details tonight. Good evening, Trace.
Good evening, Shannon. When it comes to the debate about sanctuary cities and California's immigration policies, this might be the highest profile case since the death of Kate Steinle a few years ago. The latest attack happened in Whittier, about 20 miles from downtown Los Angeles. 32-year-old Alejandro Alvarez is accused of attacking and badly wounding his wife with a chainsaw, spraying her blood all over himself and his three young boys. Aside from the gruesome violence, what makes this case notable is that since 2005, Alvarez had been deported 11 times. And his criminal record goes well beyond deportation, including convictions for drunk driving and drug possession. Immigration advocates fear this type of sensational case could be used as fodder to boost the president's immigration policies and to increase the criticism of California for sheltering illegal immigrants, including criminal aliens. They say Alvarez is no more representative of illegal immigrants than the Las Vegas shooter is representative of white men. But groups that oppose illegal immigration say we have plenty of homegrown criminals without foreign nationals joining in. Whether more illegal immigration leads to higher crime has been widely studied, hotly debated, and largely inconclusive. Yet Americans believe it to be true. A 2017 Gallup poll showed that nearly half of those polled think immigration does lead to higher crime, which is why building a wall along the southern border continues to gain momentum across the country. On top of that, new numbers from Judicial Watch show that in just the past several weeks, hundreds of illegal immigrants have been arrested for violent crimes, from a brutal rape by a Lyft driver in Northern California to human smuggling and child endangerment in New Mexico and Texas. And finally, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has just filed a detainer against an illegal immigrant in Florida accused of shooting and killing a police officer. And to make matters worse, over the past 10 years, the Haitian immigrant had been arrested numerous times, but local police never notified federal authorities. Shannon.
Trace Gallagher, live for us in Los Angeles. Thank you.